podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show. Broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Tom.
So embarrassing.
What are you doing?
He's running around the room.
There he goes. No, wait.
Are you watching the Jetsons?
I was just playing with my microphone.
Tommy, what happened? It's hard for us to see because your video camera's down.
I gotta do my intro.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, this is Internet Radio Tommy, and it's time for the Internet Radio Tommy Show. I'm from my basement, and I'm really happy to have you here. It's a good time to be on the radio. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's your show.
Your job to
Big Monday show,
that.
Big Monday get-together.
Oh, it's Monday. I don't like Mondays. That's the subject of today's show.
What don't you like about Mondays,
Well,
Tommy?
You know, everybody's got to... I don't know.
Really?
I mean, I was going to say everybody's got to go back to work, but right. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, you remember that song by the Boomtown Rats?
I don't like Mondays.
You want that?
I don't like Mondays.
You're such an old soul.
I am an old soul. Thank you, Oscar. I'm here with my pals, Oscar Santana.
Hey.
Rob Spiewak.
Are we pals? Hey.
And Buzz Burbank.
Howdy, Tommy.
Howdy, and Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
You don't like Mark?
You know what?
And RJ Diaz, my only friend.
There was
an
almost imperceptible change in tone.
Uh-huh. RJ Diaz.
When you said Mark Ronick's name, do you have some sort of issue with Mark Ronick?
Does he hurt you in some way?
Well, I said trying to stifle my joy.
What have I done to you?
Yeah, you know. He's the only one of you guys that really makes fun of me off air as well as on air.
Because, you know, in real life, we're all good chums.
You're all good pals.
That's right.
But you guys pick on me on the air, but I know I get upset sometimes, but Mark does it all the time.
All the time.
I just like to tease sometimes.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It takes it personally.
Tommy, I don't like it.
Tommy, relax. Remember last time.
I wasn't really mad.
Oh.
I wasn't really mad at all. I'm
Tommy,
actually okay.
Because you remember the last time you got really mad.
Yeah.
The fires.
It was
that
a Monday.
That was my neighbor's house.
You like playing with matches.
Well, it was my neighbor's house, and they blamed me, but I really didn't do it.
Innocent?
I was kidding. You know I was innocent. Why did you have to? Rob, don't bring that up on the radio.
Tommy.
It's only the internet, Tommy.
Yeah, Oscar.
Why aren't you in school?
I left school.
Yes. Yes.
You want to know the real reason I'm not
in
school?
I mean, it's Monday.
We
should be in school.
Yeah.
Not when you're 41, silly.
Oh, what? You're that old?
Yeah.
God.
You guys never brought up my age before.
No, I always thought you were younger.
No.
You seem younger.
Now,
I'm 41 years old.
So you were a class of 89.
Class of 89 at Magruder.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you went to Magruder.
I went to Magruder for a year, then I transferred to T.C. Williams.
I thought you couldn't afford Sidwell Friends.
I could go to Sidwell Friends.
No.
Then I bopped around a little bit, and then we moved to Manassas, and I started going to Osborne.
Any of you?
And then we transferred to Hylton. Because I needed to go to a special needs class.
Lots of classes for you. Yeah. Did you do any homeschooling with
your
mom?
Now I'm at Battlefield.
Oh, why are you at Battlefield now? You're 41. Do you work
there? I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's a joke.
It's a new school.
Were you ever homeschooled
by
your mom?
For a short period of time, my mother homeschooled me.
And how was that?
Well, it was primarily home ec, shop,
right.
And sex ed.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Is that a good idea?
Not necessarily in that order.
Really? Sex ed?
Yeah, mom wanted me to make sure I knew what I was doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it shows.
My mom was the first one that told me how to put on a condom.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, wow. She used a banana in the kitchen.
Okay.
And that was the first class. And then after that, she wanted me to do it myself. I said, Mom, I can't. It's not working.
I feel like this is Bizarro Tommy.
This is Bizarro Tommy. This is called Monday Mike Doesn't Have Anything Ready.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Cool. What's your name, man? Dan? I'm going to call you Steve. Cool. What do you do? I'm the world champion. What do you do, Steve? You're a banker? Cool. That's where the money is. Got your cell phone on the table? Cool, baby. How many minutes a month do you get? 1,500 minutes a month. Cool. I get 1,700 minutes every 60 seconds. Plus nights and weekends, double unlimited. And I still go over. I got that much going on. It's pretty cool. You guys work out? Yeah? I work out 9 hours a day, dude. I shoulder press 650 pounds while running on the treadmill at level 10 at the steepest incline. And my treadmill has a hurdle on it. There's a hurdle right in the middle. I gotta run, leap over it, land, duck, slide under it. And it's all underwater, too, the whole thing. Gotta hold my breath for 9 hours straight. I weightlift weightlifters while they're lifting weights.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard around the world in 148 countries from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's Monday, September 26, 2011. Urethra.
I haven't heard that song in a long time. I heard it this week, and I said, I want to play this song.
And we are over 9 million downloads and still growing every day. Today's show is brought to you by the people that have made it happen for us. I want to talk about the good folks at Encore Insurance Services, LLC. We talk about the partnerships that we have with our advertisers a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. And folks, we wouldn't be doing our road trip, which is going to, I believe, offer hours of hilarity.
Yes.
Unless we had Encore Insurance step up and do this. And what I want you to do as a personal favor.
Start your clock.
Oh, start my clock. Okay. I want to make sure you do this for us. Yeah. Please go to smartterm.com or call this number 866-347-5748.
Right.
Now listen, this is free. There is no obligation. Encore will do the work for you. And you'll be amazed at the price you get if you go through them for your life insurance. Because everybody should have it. And you should do it. And we want you to do it because they're good guys and they're good people and they are a partner of our show. And they're making this happen. And we are so grateful to Encore Insurance. They'll compare your rates. They'll help you save. And doesn't cost you a nickel.
And they won't dog you. And they'll answer your questions for
you. At smartterm.com. Two words. SMARTTERM.com. Mm-hmm. Licensing and disclaimer info is available there. And just to let Encore help you.
Encore!
Okay? Now, you've used them, right? You've checked them out?
I'm about to.
Oh, very
I'm
good.
I'm about to, yes. Yeah, right, so I'll let cool. you know how that goes.
Trust me, good. If Mark calls them, they'll save you money.
They will save you money. On today's program, I want to talk about a bunch of stuff, so much stuff that I have to get in the habit of making sure that I don't shoot my proverbial wad on Monday because
so
there's just a lot going on. Uh-huh. I want to talk about my beloved Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Mark and RJ and I are going up to with Mr. Lowell Melser.
That's right.
To the Camden Yards tomorrow night, and wow. I never thought that we'd be watching games of significance as the last three games of the regular season, and the Red Sox have decided to give me a coronary.
Yeah.
I will talk about that.
Does it make you quite tense?
It makes me, you know what? Last night was a 14-inning baseball game.
Oh, my God.
The second game of a twilight doubleheader, and I'd like to thank DirecTV, who can lick my crack, for blacking out the game.
Oh.
Why DirecTV would black out a game?
Is it versus the Orioles?
It was against the Yankees, and I had no idea.
There's no local significance to it, so they shouldn't be able to.
Rob, I'll tell you where there is. There is the New England Sports Network, and there is the YES Network for the Yankees, and blacked out on both of them.
Wow.
And no national coverage of the game. The only thing I can think of was, could it be the NBC baseball football game that they had, Football Night in America?
What it is, Mike, is you've got, with the Yankees and the Red Sox, you've got two teams that have largely regional followings. it really is not a game that has a national interest.
It killed me. It absolutely killed me because
I went through the same thing trying to find a game on Saturday.
I don't bother.
It tells you when you can't find it.
And I don't bother calling DirecTV because if you call DirecTV because you want to see a game, you're going to get a monosyllabic West Virginia whore that comes
chewing
on
gum.
And says, and she's going to go, what?
Well, now, what game was it you wanted to see? And say, you think because you're a diehard fan, yes, you know, this is the Red Sox
right.
Yankees.
I would, I would imagine that game should be televised nationally somewhere, on some cable.
And probably if it wasn't all rained out and twi-night doubleheader and that yes. type of stuff, it might have been
that
done.
Makes sense. Now, they really played.
You keep saying twi-night. You don't mean to say twilight?
Twi-night.
What does twi-night mean?
A twi-nighter. It means
two in the night, two in the evening.
It means, no, it means a twi-night doubleheader is you have the day game that ends like a 4 o'clock or right. 5 o'clock, and then you have the night game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's not. Is it a twi-night or a twilighter, RJ? It's a what do you call
well,
it?
Well, the twilight was a day night,
right?
Which is like 4 and then 7:30. This uh-huh. one started. Sorry, this one started at 1 in the afternoon. Was the
right.
first game?
Is that a twi-nighter?
They just or call
am I
that
saying it wrong.
They
am
say
I,
it, they call that a day night doubleheader.
Day night doubleheader. I want to know if twi-night is actually my own
concoction. No, I've heard it before.
I think Twilight is Dennis Murphy's favorite teenager vampire movie.
I don't know. Twilight, but it's not
Thank
a
you, Oscar.
But it's not a Twilight. No, it is a Twi-Nighter.
Yes.
Because they don't say Twilight doubleheader, do they?
I think I've heard that.
I've heard both.
I've just heard doubleheader.
Jesus Christ, you non-baseball f- now you're starting
I've
to drive
both.
Me nuts here.
As a guy who's read sports headlines all his life on the wire, I've seen Twilight and Twi-Night.
Oh, you've seen Twi-Night?
Yes.
There's a Twi-Night doubleheader.
Yes, confirming
it is.
That.
Stop yep. making me think, Rob. God damn it. I'm trying to get through the show here today.
It's Monday.
So
don't
desperately.
All right, one other thing. What do you mean by doubleheader?
A lot like of this to, is new to me.
So they lost the first game, uh-huh. and they are down to one half game in front of the Tampa Bay Rays for the wild card.
I yes. want to tell you about this card. This card is wild.
Now, it is. Coming, I think you should shut your microphone off during sports. Any discussions of sports, even though you hit me to the Iowa game over the weekend,
Mike. I didn't realize we were doing the sports segment.
We're not doing
down.
A sport. I don't talk about sports a lot. God knows, sports has put me out of a job.
Is
I'm
this
saying,
the sports page?
This is the sports page. I am just concerned.
MO's sports page.
I'm surrounded by non-sports people here, and thank God for that. But I will tell you, it has come down to the last three games of the season. For the Red Sox, yes. whether they're going to make the playoffs or not. Right. And this was, on September 1st, a team that had a 10-game lead for the wild card, a team mm-hmm. that had a lock. They were going to bring up minor league players. They were going to play them. We were going to see how the scrubs looked, and we were going to just march into the playoffs, and then it turned into an absolute disaster. And, of course, because I am a Red Sox fan, uh-huh. when it turns into a disaster, right. that's when I get interested.
But those are your Red Sox.
Yes, you they're my Red Sox.
You would not want them to waltz into the wild
that's
card?
That's what they used to do.
I will tell you, I am going to confess to being a bad fan that this year I did not pay a lot
True.
Of attention.
Well, you're busy.
I would go up there, yeah, busy, you know, having another segment of my failed career. Oh. So, I mean, that's what I was trying to do. So, I actually...
I'd like to think it's the last segment.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
I do. I didn't before I came in here. This is one of the rare times when I swear to God, I was fine uh-huh. until everybody arrived today. And
true.
All I got was this problem and that problem. And uh-huh. then we started. We had to stop tape
technical.
On the show
yeah.
because we had technical issues. Yeah. And I was actually in a very, very good mood. Mm-hmm. And I was disappointed in myself and it, because of Internet Radio Tommy that I didn't think was particularly strong today. And in the course of 1.5 hour, I developed a case of the Mondays.
We can turn this around.
I want you.
We can turn this around.
I want you to take a mental photograph
yes.
of the way you
two.
Feel right now.
Yes.
And then we'll take another mental snapshot at the end of the show,
yeah.
and you'll be shocked at how much better you feel.
Oh, me.
So,
anyway.
If that's what's required.
Snapshots.
Might work.
Let me just finish this thing up about the Red Sox. So it dwindles down to 1.5 game. After the end of the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. And now, you know, because I'm a fatalist
They're
and I'm a Red
a
Sox fan, I'm really interested now. Mm-hmm. More interested than I may have been in 10 years.
Don't you think that's
I'm really excited.
A common thread among most Red
it
Sox
sucks.
Fans?
It sucks to be a Red Sox fan because you
always.
Love that part of it. However, at the same time, it makes for entertainment.
Sure.
And we dropped the girls off. I had my girls this weekend. Dropped them off at about 6 o'clock after going to see a baseball movie that gets me all ramped up about baseball.
Moneyball.
And then we, you know, I'm sitting there, get home. Get a couple of steaks with Carla. We're going to have another. We're going to sit down. Mm-hmm. She's all in because she knows the ramifications of it. And that's when she gets curious about baseball, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And we turn it on, and it's blacked out. And I will not.
Oh,
and
my God.
I don't call DirecTV because, you know what?
Waste
and
time.
Incidentally, this entertainment that I would have had if I had had that game to watch last night turned out to be a 14-inning game won by the Red Sox with a 3-run home run at the end of the game.
I would have had a wonderful evening of baseball that would have ended at the, you know, started at 6:30 at night and ended at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What is your favorite kind?
The perfect, like, weight-losing Red Sox-Yankees contest.
Your
so,
favorite kind, you know. A long, drawn-out, tense game.
Absolutely.
With a nice release at the end.
With a nice, happy ending.
Beautiful,
with
gorgeous,
a nice, happy ending.
Right.
Utah
what did you end up
release.
Doing? Did you listen to it on the radio?
RJ got me an app over the weekend, the MLB app.
Uh-huh.
That is as close to torture as anything you will ever see.
It would sound like it would be great.
It'll give you. If you sign up, you get everything.
Yeah, sure.
If you're gonna pay more money, I'm not paying more money to Major League Sports. I'm not
good
doing
for
it
you.
Good.
Because they suck all the money out of you. Right. Hey, if you want the app, if you want it, you can see every game. No, I don't want that. I pay for that with DirecTV.
Yes.
I should get that with
yes,
DirecTV.
You should.
So what it gives you is this cartoon baseball player that stands up at the plate, and then they show you these graphics of pitches coming in around a strike zone.
Yes.
And then it'll update run or hit or
so
out.
This oh, is right. the 2011 version of the guy in 1930 who's recreating a game from a wire
it's
teletype.
That's like exactly what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like Pong.
It's
it
terrible. But it got me the information I needed. And it got it to me before
okay.
they updated it on ESPN
Did
News.
You pretend to carry the game and describe what was going on to Carla?
No, because Carla was asleep by this point. And I had my iPhone in its little charger in this world of this wonderful world of technology where you get all the great stuff in the world if you're going to pony up bucks after bucks after bucks. If you want just to get the information for free, you're not going to get it.
Right. Content.
Even though it's out there and people are buying advertising, they want more.
Do you know how I have a couple friends that used to watch games on the West Coast, and some of them are blacked out here, and unless you buy certain tickets or certain packages,
yeah, exactly.
you just can't afford it.
Right.
So one of my friends, and I don't know who it was, his name escapes me, but he would have his friend set up a iChat or Skype camera in front of his TV so he could watch it on his computer while he's watching the game.
Oh, God, I hate TV on the computer.
But
if someone puts up a YouTube clip that they've just taped with their phone,
would you
God,
it's the
I
only way you can see it.
Mike, would you have taken that?
I would have taken that. You know, no, because I really, I resigned myself. I resigned myself to the fact that the game wasn't going to be there.
Yes.
And so I just, I moved on to other things. I'm trying to think what other entertainment I watched. The Good Wife was on. One of my favorite shows.
I'm glad to see that back last night.
Yeah, but anyway, a
but
world
they
of
built
disappointment.
It up like
and you guys
it
said Pan Am was a disappointment, too.
I did not like it.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what the problem was? I think the first thing that sucked me into Mad Men is it was a great plot, great actors, but they really used the setting as a character. The period flavor was so rich. I mean, you really felt like it was like 1960 when you
watched.
Didn't
do that with Pan Am?
Pan Am, it looks like they could have, but they were so busy trying to introduce plot points and characters. It was too much.
Conversely.
And apparently the only music anyone listened to in any continent back then was Bobby Darin.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, God, that's jive.
They didn't do it right.
Conversely, you know, I recommended, I give thumbs up to Pan Am. I gave a thumbs down to the Playboy Club. I might be ready to reverse those. Playboy Club was actually better than I expected it to
but
be.
But see, the thing about the Playboy Club, and I said this when you talked about it the first time,
right.
That's got to be on Showtime.
Yeah, to be better.
You've got
to
see. You can't have the Playboy Club without bouncing breasts.
So does
naked
Pan
bouncing
Am.
Breasts.
Yeah.
And Pan Am, they all, you know what? To hell with censorship. They all ought to show naked breasts.
That's true.
I want to see my stews. I want to see it on basic cable. I'm getting tired of network TV.
You know what was great? Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, really?
That season premiere
in my DVR.
Was phenomenal.
Now, what time did that premiere last night?
Yeah, and they ran
it
like four times in a row, I think.
Yeah.
Like
did it
9 p.m., I think.
So did it Eastern. So I must have seen I turned it on and I thought that
was
my
an old
TV
one?
Viewing.
You thought it was an old one?
I'm so bad.
You
got
to get back into a rhythm.
Well, what
I'm
you need
so
to get
bad.
Is
I got a TiVo. I'll watch it.
A Major League Baseball has a Boardwalk Empire app.
You
that's
know what
really
else is
good?
The Amazing Race. And I have never watched The Amazing Race.
You know,
in my
I watched
won an
it
Emmy,
for,
right? Didn't it win another Emmy?
Best reality show competition.
I hear it is the best.
But this Amazing Race, and you're gonna love. All of us in this room are gonna love it.
You know, I watched it for 3 years. I thought it was about white people.
No, because there is a team of twins, blonde twins, who are just beautiful to look at.
Well, male or female?
And then there. That's a great question, Bob.
Two in a row.
Female.
Warming up.
And then there's a team.
He just woke up.
Of two showgirls. From Las Vegas.
Wow.
So they got two gorgeous blondes and two showgirls?
Yes.
See, now I'm interested.
Yeah, we'll have to
now
watch.
I'm
you
very
sit there,
interested.
And they are so dumb. They are so dumb.
The showgirls or the blondes?
Dumb
both of them.
Are okay. they?
Both of them. One team, and I'll let you figure it out when you want, but one team on the way to the airport, one of those teams, one of those members lost their passport on the way to the airport.
That's pretty dumb.
That's how dumb
That's
they are.
Good and dumb.
That
and
then is they get plenty into, dumb.
Then they get into the dumb hot girl fight where you're like.
Now, when
they're like yelling at each other. And
you
it's,
don't know. No, you
and,
don't
and
know.
It's, and it's kind of hot, and she's like, stop talking to me. And you're like, please just make out. Now, like, sometimes.
When they realized the passport was lost, did they cut just briefly to the producers of The Amazing Race laughing and licking their lips?
No, what was great is the camera shot caught, she jumped out of the car to get some directions,
right.
And the passport fell onto the concrete at the gas station.
Oh and so the cameraman captured
yes.
it?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. Let me hit the buzzer. Hold on. Because that's when I call foul.
No.
Because you know how I feel about reality television. There is nothing real about reality television.
I buy that.
The camera gets the shot of the passport. That to me is awfully
Not
convenient.
When it falls out when they drive away.
You of all people, I
yes.
would think, would be uh-huh. more savvy to think at least hold
right.
out the possibility that the camera's
right
there.
Right.
Was
Mike's
it a perfect
right.
shot of the passport too?
Was it was
in
perfect
focus?
Shot. Right.
It was
the
in
only,
focus.
The only thing that brought me full circle was that they let them go to the airport,
right.
And they were about to not make that flight,
right?
And then. Some two random guys that were at the gas station that the cameras caught picking up the passport tweeted out, said, I was just on The Amazing Race. I guess they're filming the season now. One of the contestants lost the passport and tweeted at hashtag Amazing Race.
Okay, so that's where the fix is in. But I genuinely believe that she would lose
you
her passport.
You genuinely believe
it? I would genuinely believe that
so
she
who are
lost
these
her
two?
Passport.
Those are the dumb sluts.
Yeah, those
are those the showgirls?
Yes, yes.
Those are not the blondes.
Okay. Oh, I am so in.
Oh, right. They were bomb.
Yeah.
So in.
You kind of want to watch that. Pick today.
Oscar's got like a little poon detector
radar,
for TV
yeah.
that's just like. Or did you just rant? Were you randomly like surfing around?
I'll watch the beginning of this Amazing Race.
Can I see the blondes?
Yeah, sure. And then they show the contestants, and I'm like, I got to see these girls run. I got to see how dumb they're going to be.
It's a great show.
We do have to break because we're running late because of my ranting and raving, but I will tell you this. Had my buddy Randall over this weekend to watch the Yankees-Red Sox because when the Yankees are pummeling the Red Sox, he comes over and likes to laugh with his son.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Mr. O'Mara cusses at his son,
yes.
which his son adores, and that's why his son shows up.
The son is three.
Yes, Connor Dewey loves the fact that I will sit there, you little bitch. I'll say that stuff like that.
Now,
so he tells me.
So you could see the game on Saturday night, but not Sunday?
Saturday day game.
Oh, day game.
4
okay.
o'clock day game.
All right.
So he tells me, though, that this is a stone cold lock. He bought the season package. He said, you have to get the WLF. Which is the World Lingerie Football League.
Oh, yes. That sounds good.
I have seen that.
He
sure.
said
it's
it
great.
Is the best. And I guess they run it on MTV, right?
Yeah.
They're running it on MTV. And it is. And the funniest part, this would pique my curiosity. Yes, who doesn't want to see women in lingerie? However, he said that the announcers play it completely straight.
Yes.
Really?
Which to me would be the funny part.
Of course.
And RJ, did
like
he not
legit.
Say that we can get a season pass for it, right? They have a season pass where you can go to the WLF games?
That's what I heard.
Oh,
yes.
My God, I want to do that.
I think that's there's good. A player from that league that's also on Survivor.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good stuff.
She's eye candy.
Yeah, I saw
and
that,
And if
too.
You like Survivor, oh, those are the twins.
These are the blondes.
There you go.
Oh, okay. See the perfect.
They're okay.
Oh, there they have.
Their girl next door kind of look.
Yeah, very nice.
Dumb
very hot.
That works as for box me. Rocks.
Blonde rocks.
Blonde rocks. All right, we will take a break and we will come back. I want to talk about movie theater etiquette. Our Iowa road trip is on and we have got our itinerary. We're going to let you know where we're going to be coming and or coming to. Somehow the
to
word
where
coming
we'll
always
be, to
me.
Where we'll be coming. Yeah.
My high school homecoming weekend with my daughters and. It's yard sale time.
Oh, yay! Yeah.
We'll try desperately to squeeze all that in coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We really want to say hello to a brand new sponsor, Colgan Power Sports. Colgan Power Sports is your pro Yamaha dealer. With at or below invoice deals on all motorcycles and ATVs, we could practically walk over there from here.
That's great.
Love it when we get a local client that joins us. Colgan also features parts and service on all makes and models, plus free pickup and delivery on any service job. In fact, mention TMOS and get 20% off on all parts and accessories. If you're in the Northern Virginia area and you're listening to me right now, please make sure you get over to Colgan Power Sports. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, but you can shop their showroom anytime. At ColganPowerSports.com. You'll find their Manassas address, phone number, and email there too. ColganPowerSports.com. Did you want to say something? It looked like you wanted to say something.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm good.
Have you woken up today?
What's that? I have.
Have you awakened?
Yes. I was multitasking, trying
every
to
find some
more pictures.
Every now and then, Mark will look at me and go, that's kind of like, I think he's going
to... He left his passport at the gas station.
Thought he was going to say something.
I got my my Yamaha that we gave away when we were on terrestrial radio from Colgan Power Sports. They're
cool
amazing
place.
People.
And you know, my little thing, here's this tiny, teeny, teeny little thing. But let me tell you. If you go in there and you want to get yourself a reasonable pair of motorcycle sunglasses, for all you bikers out there, I know you spend thousands of dollars on motorcycle sunglasses. You want to get a reasonable pair that I use for like years at a time,
right?
Go to Colgan Power Sports. They got the best ones. I don't even know the brand name, and they're just on a rack like regular sunglasses. They do not cost you a fortune, like $20, and you can get a great pair of sunglasses, and they're great motorcycle sunglasses.
Fantastic.
And it's just a tiny, they got a lot of great accessories over there as well. That's what I'm checking
out. Colgan!
Yeah, so check it out. Listen, I wanted to move on and tell you about the fact that did see Moneyball over the weekend. Loved it. Thought it was really good. Thought it was good. In fact, a buddy of mine, the same guy I was talking about before, Randall, had seen it. I said, he said it was good.
Letterman says it's the most exciting movie about statistics ever made.
It was. Was it great? No.
Okay.
Was it good? Yes.
Interesting.
Could it have been, and this is my knock on so many movies, could it have been shorter by 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Easily by 45
but interesting.
Minutes.
Over 2 hours? Was the movie over 2 hours?
Interesting, because, and you got to remember, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is about the GM that the Red Sox tried to hire.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, I'm all in. I remember when they didn't get him, and I was like, oh, another guy, they don't get another guy. Mm-hmm. I remember being bummed because Billy Bean was the guy the Red Sox were going to get.
It's a fairly simple story. They make it last over 2 hours?
It's a very, very simple story.
Did you have trouble with Jonah Hill?
No.
In a dramatic role?
No, Jonah Hill was phenomenal.
Okay, good.
Jonah Hill,
and
as a matter of fact...
And I don't trust him now that he's lost the weight.
They're talking about... Jonah Hill played it so perfectly as the young, nerdy guy.
Good.
I've come in contact with people like that so often, and Jonah Hill, to me... but Jonah Hill plays it perfectly. And in fact, I really think he might be the best part of the movie.
Cool.
I thought it was pretty good. Brad Pitt, pretty men in movie roles have a credibility gap.
They tried to make him look ugly. They messed his hair up.
But Billy Bean, not an unattractive guy. He's an athletic guy. So
William Bean.
Just a quick anecdote on Jonah Hill. I wasn't a big fan of his. I kind of was, but there was so much hype. But I just heard a recent interview where I found out, one, that his family's in show business. His brother is the manager of Maroon 5 and a ton of other acts. Huh.
His father is Hank.
His father, yes, is... it.
Good, move on the movie.
It used to be the manager of Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy comes from a showbiz family.
Right.
And he did...
Mom is Anita.
It seems to me that he really did everything could to really get into this business the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he turned down Transformers because they wanted him to be in the latest Transformers because he wanted to do Moneyball.
Right.
That's one of those things that he chooses his own projects.
Yeah, and he's smart.
Amazing.
And
I would think you'd hate him because you're the only guy who likes the Transformers movies.
Yeah, but I'm just when someone articulates... at such a younger age of why they want to do certain things.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
And he will have that staying power, and you'll probably see him now that he's got that credibility with Moneyball. And Moneyball does have credibility, and just underplayed. I love it when they're real.
And a best-selling book.
Yeah, terrific book. And the one thing I wanted to say about movie theater etiquette is we get to the movie theater on a Sunday, and there's not a day Redskins game. So the theater is packed, and it's Carla, myself, and my two daughters. They agreed. They all agreed to play.
Really? And Carla doesn't even really like going to movies.
Pulled a great move at the movie theater.
All right.
I was with all
the
hens. Faked
a stroke?
I wanted to. I was there, and we're standing at the front, and I said, you know what?
Oh, Bridesmaids not
we want to go see The Help. Yeah, I'd like to see The Help. And I went, and I'm like, well, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up there. I said, okay, we'll go see The Help.
Wow.
What?
I walk right up there, and I said, 4 tickets to The Help. Suddenly, they go, no, Daddy, no, Mike, no, Dad. No, you want to see Money? We'll go see Moneyball. And,
oh, wow.
And that, wow. And I was ready. I made wow. It was not a bluff. Remember. I was going to buy 4 tickets to the
Did you continue by saying, yeah, I think I want to pay for all the refreshments?
No.
I sure do.
I actually, it was not a bluff. I said, okay, you want to go see this? We're all here.
What preceded it to let them know that it meant just, something to you? Or did they just know?
Sad face.
First of all.
Or were they just doing shtick?
I was really motivated to see Moneyball, believe it or not, uh-huh. until the Red Sox lost the first game of the doubleheader.
Oh, okay.
Then I lost kind of my baseball mojo, mm-hmm. and I was like going, I'll go see the help. What Sad the heck? Face. We'll do this. Yeah. And it just worked out that way. We go in. The theater is packed, and this is the move. You know, the fat lady with her purse, and there are 4 seats down in the, I'm going to say the 6th row.
Okay.
Not an A-list location in the movie theater.
The quality of the seat is beginning to decay down
and
there.
And Carla walks up to her first, and she's got her purse there, and goes, is anyone sitting here? No.
Yep.
And lifts it up. It's like, F you.
Yeah.
Sorry that we're fellow human beings. It's like the women that put their purse in the seat, you know,
well,
like
you
saying,
have to
I don't want someone
she
to sit next
to
me.
You have to apologize, Mike, because just like her, you bought a ticket. So, you know, I'm sorry I bought a ticket, but
just
I need a place to sit on.
Pissed me off. Well, you know, I wasn't ready for scene land. I didn't want, you know, I'm going to watch some drama. I don't want to create my own. But
right,
boy, did I wanted to just stand up there and go, F you, C word. I just wanted to with you, you know, just sitting there jammed over to the, against the, and you don't want somebody sitting next to you. I'm sorry I've got a family of 4
was
here. You see.
Was she snacking?
I didn't even notice. I was red. My eyes
did
were red.
Did you sit next to her
or
did Carla sit next to her?
Carla sat next to her.
Oh, oh, good idea.
Come on.
And then,
did you offer to show her your money ball?
Carla is so thin and skinny, you won't even notice that
it's
she's
like,
next
like
to you.
Like laying a piece
just,
of rope
It
the
was
seat.
Purely the actual move of I'm seated and I'm going to have to make the minimal effort of removing my purse from the chair, and I'm going to give you a big, disgusted sigh
just didn't want
because
next
I'm
door.
Just a twat. Right.
Two things.
That's what it is.
Maybe it was that she wants both armrests, or maybe that sigh is just how she breathes.
Yes.
She was not a large woman.
Okay.
She was not a large woman.
I thought
she
was fat.
No, she was not, but she was just, I
she
called
acted,
her fat.
Just
no.
grumpy.
She acted fat.
Yeah, right.
And then,
it's a good act.
It was frustrating. It was very frustrating, but the movie was good. I give it a thumbs up. Great, not necessarily, but it was pretty good. Cue that music, Rob. We want to get that music. Viva Las Vegas,
road
because
trip.
We are very excited, ladies and gentlemen. It's Iowa Road Trip 2011. We're on the road to Iowa.
Woo!
And Buzz Burbank was nice enough to compile. Jesus.
Composed.
What a day I'm having.
It's
I need 2 jobs, fellas. Get ready for it.
Get the blood
I need
2
jobs, otherwise I'm not going to be with it. Anyway, the fact is, he composed the road trip for us and put a lot of time into it, and we're pretty excited about where we're going. This is going to be a pretty interesting little jog out to Iowa, and we're leaving on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And what date is that? Do we know what date that is?
The 12th.
October 12th.
Hey, my anniversary.
We head out. First of all, let's get an update.
Not a big one, just 15.
Oh, no.
Rob's actually happy about that.
Doesn't hurt.
Anyway, so RV update.
RV update.
Did you guys have your field trip?
We didn't
go. No, we didn't do it. We didn't do it.
But we reserved it, and I just got some paperwork that I need to review and sign, but we've got it.
Excellent.
And it's like a rock star vehicle.
It's a good one.
Cool.
Ooh,
it's not tour bus.
Right.
But it's also not, camper.
So
it's in between tour bus and camp.
How's the Browning element?
It's good. Does it have an oven on it?
Yes, it does.
Does it have a shower on it?
Yes, it does.
Does it have a bed on it?
It does.
Does it have a bed in the back?
Yeah, that's
shotgun!
Your room.
Shotgun!
Yeah.
That means you have to sit with RJ.
That means you're sleeping in the front seat.
You
no,
don't
I call
shotgun
on an RV means you get the bedroom in the back.
You're making these rules up.
As you go along.
Does it have any other bunks besides?
Yeah, there are several beds that you can pull out and all that good stuff.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'll be sleeping on the floor.
All right, so Buzz.
It hoses down.
I have your sheet here in front of
right.
me.
Right. Oh, I think the first thing we should point out to people along the way is that we're passing by Pittsburgh, Youngstown, Ohio, the Cleveland-Akron area, Toledo, Ohio, South Bend, Indiana, and Gary, Indiana.
And what I foresee is
Chicago.
When Elvis was in the Army in the 50s, people lined against the train tracks and waved to Elvis's train as it drove by. I think it would be nice
if
people lined the interstates.
Is it asking too much?
And waved to us as we drove by.
All right, I'm looking at the map here. So we're gonna really the first day. We're not dicking around. We're gonna
no,
try to
never.
Get.
No, never.
We have to.
Our goal is gonna be to get to Cleveland.
Right. It's always been our goal.
Is
our
it
dream,
hot in Cleveland?
Really. Yeah.
And Buzz obviously doesn't want to have anything to do with Pittsburgh.
No, that's
not what he
true.
Writes.
But yes, here's the problem.
Yeah. All right.
No, he says very clearly that we will pass by Pittsburgh.
This is so Buzz. Listen to the way he writes this. A stop in Pittsburgh is fine. But we'll delay our arrival in Cleveland for the night. After doing a show earlier that day.
Yes.
In other words, let me read between the lines. Buzz does not want to stop before we get to Cleveland.
My thought was that Mike wouldn't want to spend more than 7 hours on the road after doing a show. That was my thought.
It's weird to me because Buzz is a lifelong Steelers fan, loves
right.
the Pirates.
But this is totally flexible. I just know that essentially we have to do 6 or more hours travel on the first day, 8 or more hours on the second day, and 2 hours or less on the third day in order to make it to KCJJ on time.
All right, so we're going to, we may stop in Pittsburgh, we may not. We're not sure.
Right.
We'd the like one to. Place that we were talking before the show, one of the places we're driving through.
Yeah. Right.
Is South Bend, Indiana.
I'm very excited about this.
We are stopping on the campus of Notre Dame University.
You can do your Regis. Maybe you can get us a good parking spot.
Hi there. Is there a chance that I could... where do you sell your hats? Where do you sell your hats?
My Uncle Dana, a Notre Dame grad. So
oh,
I'm
very
excited
good.
To go there and see what he always was talking about.
So I'm looking at... we get out of here. There's really nothing between here and Pittsburgh. There's really just a big
Breezewood.
Chunk of...
right, Pennsylvania. It's
Breezewood. Hey, we'll stop, though.
Yes, we have
I
to.
Want frequent stops for, like, ice cream.
I hope I can, you know, I hope that there's lots of people, and I will say to each and every one of them, we hope to see you in Toledo.
Now, here's the question.
Yes.
Will we be picking up strays along the way?
That, like Borat?
That depends.
I want to pick up questionable, unstable people on the way.
Do you? Are you sure?
I think it's a good idea.
As I said on Friday, gas, grass, or ass. That's, right. that's the
people
rule.
Think we're the bang bus.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Youngstown, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, and it looks like
Akron is where they build the blimps.
Cleveland, Akron, together.
Cleveland, Akron is a kind of a general
area there.
It's
like
Vienna and Oakton.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to work, and then where's Lorraine?
Lorraine?
She's in the back seat.
Is that Lorraine I'm looking
Caverns?
At here?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it says Lorraine.
I have to look that up.
It's right west of
Cleveland. Lorraine, yeah. It's just north of our route. I see it. Absolutely.
One wrong turn.
But it doesn't look like a place you'd want to stop, would it?
Well, it looks like it's right on the lake.
Well, that's true. If you'd like to see the lake, I'd say stop in Lorraine.
What about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Keep Buzz away from me on this trip. Already, I'm warning you. Keep Buzz away from me on this
trip. Do you want to make it by midnight or not?
Don't you want to see the Hall of Fame?
What's that?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, that would be fun.
See okay. I want to see sights along the way.
And you know what? I'm looking at this map. Look
we
at
should
these.
Leave now.
Look at these. Agreed.
Buzz, RG's going to do all the driving.
No, it's fine, and I'm not worried about it. And I'm totally flexible. I'm just saying we've got to get to KCJJ by 10 a.m. on Friday.
If we don't, we make it by five.
That's one of the parameters I was given to plan this on Friday.
That's
so that's
true.
Right.
I think you've done a very good
if you
job. Stop getting stressed.
I'm not. I'm just saying we can be flexible.
I'm looking at the map here.
I just know you want to make it.
And look at these lakes.
Mm-hmm.
What's so great about them?
I like the lakes.
I mean, they're okay, but great, really?
So definitely the Rock.
Which one is Cleveland on? What lake? Erie.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Erie, correct?
Ooh, scared.
Yes.
No, oh, here he goes.
Are you having fun in Lake Erie?
Erie.
I think here's the thing. You are a regimented person. You like
yes,
to have
yes,
dinner at a certain hour mm-hmm. and you have to
Four
be
o'clock.
In bed by a certain hour. You got to throw that out the window.
That's
I'm
fine.
Figuring we're going to leave here about 1 o'clock because we'll leave
right.
shortly after the show.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
But that's not going to be at 1 o'clock because because we're loading up our stuff.
Right.
Right.
That's going to take like 4 hours.
It's going to probably be 1:15.
So we'll drive through the night then.
Well, we'll probably be getting into we're going to be doing a lot of driving through the
well,
night.
Well, that's fine.
And you know what's awesome? And we've done it once in a limo. There's nothing.
What?
There's nothing better than taking a large, unusual vehicle, not unlike what we're going to have, through a drive-through.
No.
I do love it. I do
perfect.
Love it.
All right. Here's the question we have to hit.
Okay.
We're leaving on Wednesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We should probably plan on doing the show a little earlier. Is that going to be
yes,
bad?
I was thinking
you don't,
that
if
too.
You have to do like last minute work, you will your excuse
I have
for,
an,
you
I have
be,
an, talk to work about this.
Oh, oh dear.
Oh, you may want to float this one by them.
Oops. It's okay.
You know, we're counting on you.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Very good.
Jeez.
The fact is, if you have to 10:15
start
from the
time?
Morning, I think we. How long do you think it'll take to get all this stuff? And we'll, with all hands on deck, with all of us doing it, how long do you think it'll take us to get this this thing loaded?
We should have it all inside the RV in a couple of hours, easy.
A couple of hours.
Oh, 1 hour.
I would think 1 hour
How
or less.
How much gear are we taking? Just this.
Well, I want to check the RV out to see if we can even bring this thing in it. That's the problem. So.
Well, let's do that sooner than later, because then we have to bring plan B,
right,
which is my
why,
stuff.
This is why it's wrangling kittens. This is why I have to be on everything myself, or it's not going to get
done. I'm already
done.
On the video equipment.
All right, you're
you don't
good.
Have to worry about
you,
that.
Are you really?
We're working on it,
that?
Yes.
You need regimented.
Why wouldn't that fit on the...
I don't know. We have to be sure it fits
no,
the
it
door.
Will. First of all, if we have to, we will put it right in the middle of the RV.
Right.
Up if, on the... I know that'll fit. Okay. We'll just have to heft it up to the...
Yeah, that's easy
so to do. With that said, it really is going to take that long to get everything
I said a couple
down?
Of hours. We could be driving in 2 hours. We'll be out of here. Gone.
All right. So
we could get it done faster.
All right.
Guess.
We'll plan next week on doing... What's that look?
There was a middle part of that comment that he sort of trailed.
I know.
But there was
what
like
did I say, Rob?
In days of old, when we actually had reel-to-reel tape, it's like there was about 8 inches.
Let me
missing.
Point something out. What? He doesn't get any money out of this show.
That's true. Yes.
And he needs help.
Yes.
So it's got to be all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. But you are going to have to learn to work at. You're going to have to take the speed that you travel at, really, and multiply it by 400, because I don't want to. Dawdle around, and normally we really do, and the thing I said about earlier about the engineering here, we take weeks to do things that in broadcast time should be days, and we take months to do things that should be weeks. I'd like to see if we can just work on the speed, and what you have to do is you're going to be boss when it comes to arranging all this stuff, and we'll break it all down, and we'll get it all put in the thing, and we'll be, you know, you'll be saying, do that, and we will do that.
He's the
what
straw
I don't
boss.
Want to do is figure out... what we're going to do and where we're going to put things. And I want to really see, because we're going to be nomads. We got to move. We got to go Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Coralville, the Iowa football game. Then it's turning around and back in the whole time.
Is
yes.
there a 1 to 2 bag minimum? What are we talking about?
One bag, I think. We got
to
check
are
out.
They stowed?
We should have to see.
I know it's going
to
be
where
in Buzz's
is the
bag.
RV in Manassas?
I actually think it's in Herndon.
Okay. Ooh, do you want to go check out the RV today?
I think so. I have to check. Let me check just because I might have a couple of calls I have to make.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that we'll get it done. I'm getting a little stressed about this
trip.
We're we'll a week out, guys. Yeah. We're a week out. Let me check.
Is that next week?
I thought yes. Why are you raising your hand?
I live in Reston, 5 minutes from Herndon. I can check it out, send pictures, and see. I'm curious about the size and the space for storage.
I think the worst case scenario is we put that in the middle of the RV.
Yes.
We sit that down right in the middle of the RV.
You realize that someone's going to have to sleep in the RV every night.
Well, Mark and I talked about that, and I've
just
already...
Just because for security reasons.
I already volunteered, and I brought up that exact point that I'd probably be my task to be sure we keep the truck secure.
Okay, that's a great idea. You can,
I know you love that, Mark.
You can sleep in the RV, but not,
he likes adventure
but not in the back bedroom.
Are you a...
Not in Mike's bedroom.
Are you a cat burglar?
Mike's bedroom, you can sleep in the RV, but not in Mike's bedroom.
No, we'll put up the red velvet rope.
Well, then, Mike, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, what?
You can stay in the RV in the back bedroom.
I might very well
stay.
Yeah. I might stay.
Flexible.
I might stay in the RV. Mm-hmm. I might stay. I might dig in.
Where
I might camp
it?
Out there. Yeah. That might be my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Looking. Anyway, we'll take a break.
2 weeks and 2 days, we take off.
Okay. It's going to be, is it 2 weeks and 2 days?
Yes.
Okay, so we got 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Two weeks.
It's going to be starting out Pittsburgh, Youngstown, Akron, Cleveland, Lorraine, Toledo.
Lorraine.
And then we drive like through the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, once we get past Joliet, it gets real quiet.
Although I did some research, this is the time of year you want to see Joliet.
Joliet's where the prison is.
Joliet is where Jake Blues was in.
We're on a mission
very
from
excited.
God.
Then we go through South Bend, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. That could not be any more exciting.
Love it.
Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Not Ohio or Louisiana, Gary,
God.
Indiana.
You know what? We're going to be burned out on this trip. After Toledo,
give me the
cyanide pill.
Right.
No, you're going to be fine.
We're going to be driving through cornfields
for
the whole
time. Don't worry,
Mike.
I'm bringing a deck of cards.
Very good. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after that. It's open every night about 12 to 6. Now, if you want to hear some boogie, you can get your fill. A shove-ass dangle like a Holstein drill. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your files, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. And send us your testimonials,
please,
on iConfidential. We'd love to hear it. Store files, grab them anywhere. Your own 40 gig organized storage, it's all there for you. Have all your important stuff available on demand with iConfidential, iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. And let's open up the audio vault for today, September 26, 2011. Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us?
Thank you for opening the thing. First, we heard back. Do you remember at the beginning of the summer, a teacher named Adam Sharrock or Sharrock sent us tapes of his kids doing our open announcement?
Mm-hmm. I remember it well.
And here is how that sounded, just to refresh your memory.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank
with Rob Spiewak
and Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike.
Well, you know, summer's over. He's done playing video games, and Adam's back teaching. And he got us thank yous from the very same kids. Oh. I thought that was nice.
Thanks for sharing that thing on the air, because we really like that.
That's cute.
Okay, well, say something.
Thank you.
What for what?
For putting us on the air.
Great audio.
And then say, we love the Mike O'Mara Show.
We like the Mike O'Mara Show.
We don't want to talk, Adam. Great. Thank you, Adam. Did you all see the tape of Kim Delaney at the Robert Gates presentation in Philadelphia?
Oh, no.
Heard about it.
Is Kim Delaney the NYPD Blue
Lady?
Yeah,
and now on Desperate a show Housewives that Carrie loves called Army Wives. Not Desperate Housewives,
right?
Like, yeah. Army Wives.
Well, she was on that briefly, and now she's got some kind of coroner show.
Now, I remember she has had her battles with the Hooch.
Yeah, she had a DUI in 02, yeah. I think.
Is this related to that?
I think you can make a decision on this tape. What happened, it was the Liberty Medal, a very big honor going to Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He was being presented the medal in Philadelphia, and thank God Channel 6 was carrying this live. Now, the one thing you need to see is she sort of, I won't say she stumbles, but she ambles to the podium, and at one point, right when she talks, she goes off mic a little bit, and she says, "This is my job." So she's obviously already being told by a stagehand, "Get off stage, you shouldn't be doing this." So, and
that's sad. I don't know why I feel sorry for
sad.
Her. She is so, I mean, she was really good on that show, and she always seemed very nervous on camera. And
she doesn't, there's a lot of things she seems in this tape, but nervous is not among them.
Yeah, I just feel, I don't know why I feel bad for her. Let's listen to it. I feel sad already.
Because it's like looking in a mirror. Here's Kim Delaney. This is last Thursday night in Philadelphia.
Dr. Gates, this is for you. Okay, so I've served in active, this is my job. Active duty military family for 5 years. Like so many others, I've struggled with multiple deployments.
And also, it's a teleprompter. All she has to do is go out and read it.
Supported my spouse through changes in administration and changes in station as he made difficult decisions of a senior officer. I've seen soldiers come home with painful, life-altering injuries born of their time in service. I've attended numerous military funerals, including that of my best friend's son.
Now, another thing, this should be done in a different way. At this point, this sounds like a real testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
She's speaking as her character from Army Wives.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's not gone through all this, but because it's taking so long to get through it, it makes it sound like she's someone who's been a military person all her career.
See, I thought that when I heard it.
My heart has been broken on numerous occasions. As I try to comfort wives, husbands, families, fathers, children, loved ones made good, what I've learned is the Constitution Center.
They're at the Constitution Center. That's where the location is right now.
Oh, my God. This is so sad. Creepy to me. It's sad.
Knowing no words, no talk, or anything can ever bring back their people.
Oh, boy.
But for me, it's all make-believe. I do that as a job. It's make-believe. I have the luxury for of doing
painful.
All this
Boy,
on a television
how
show.
Horrible.
Yes, my own father is a Korean War vet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what I'm hearing that I didn't hear in the initial poll is a lot of the dry mouth.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it goes on like that. I won't subject you to any more. Wow. And then she stops, and a lady in a headset comes and escorts her off stage.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was
I guess
ugly.
A PA announcer even spoke over her at one
yeah,
point.
Yeah, it was very ugly.
Try to get her to stop.
Here's another bad. Here's another bad bit of broadcasting I think you might enjoy. The weather graphics at KIDK Idaho are messed up.
KIDK.
That's right.
Sounds dirty.
KIDK. The weather graphics are messed up, so everywhere you shouldn't see a weather graphic, you should see them, and they're layered. There's numbers all over the screen. The idiot anchors think this is very funny. Now, it's okay to laugh off an error, but not at the expense of a solemn news story or a story that should be serious.
Oh, no.
Okay, so obviously we got graphics trouble at KIDK.
At the top of the hour on your Tuesday, I think you're seeing some weather right now. Good morning, everyone. It is the 12th day of October. There we are. Sorry about that.
Much
don't know what's
better.
Going on with weather and things like that, but we're here.
Yeah, and you'll be seeing the weather again shortly. A little less cluttered, I
yes,
think.
Yes, exactly.
All right, but first, let's get you some news this morning. Just before 9 p.m. last night, nine vehicles were involved in an accident on I-15 near the Chubbuck Road underpass. A loading ramp fell off of a flatbed trailer headed northbound on I-15. I'm sorry. That's when the other vehicles hit the ramp and received varying degrees of damage to their undercarriage and tires. No injuries were reported. Idaho State Police is investigating the crash with assistance from the Bannock County Sheriff's Office and Pocatello City Police.
Professional.
Now, you would think that Kent Brockman next to her would,
Kent Brockman.
Would probably bring it in. And I shouldn't say Kent Brockman because it's a young guy.
Right.
But the young guy will be able to, you know, get things under control,
sure.
Right? Sure.
All right. We're trying to figure this out, folks. Yesterday morning, a car accident at a crosswalk at 9th Street and Martin Luther King Jr. sent two people to hospital in Pocatello. Now, according to witnesses, a Jeep had stopped at the crosswalk to allow pedestrian to cross the street and was rear-ended by a Toyota. Students standing near the crosswalk say the Toyota did not stop before running into the back of the Jeep. The driver of the Toyota and the passenger were both transported to the hospital. The driver of the Jeep and the pedestrian crossing the street were not hurt. Sorry, this is a serious story, folks. Pocatello police say the driver of the Toyota was cited for inattentive driving.
In Bonneville County, the pedestrian did get hit. 20-year-old Lincoln High School student Josh Foster was hit by a vehicle at 9:33 Monday morning during school break.
Oh, no.
Okay. Excuse me, folks. Missy Bierma was driving her minivan when she hit Foster crossing the street in front of the school.
Makes the news easier to take, doesn't it?
I love it. I love when, you know, the funniest is when they're laughing when they're not supposed to.
Exactly. Now, Mike, I think you know this television theme. See if anyone else in the room can name this famous TV theme.
A Quinn Martin production.
Exactly.
Canon.
And this is setting the table for something big and something you'll need to know.
I think I know about this.
You do.
I think I might have watched it on Facebook already.
Oh, here we go.
Canon.
Let's give him credit.
Starring William Conrad.
Thank you. A Quinn Martin production.
And just the way the guy said, Canon.
Well, that's a man who smokes, Mike.
Starring William Conrad, who's
now,
very fat.
What you should know is one of the most popular features for about the past 8 or 9 months on Steve and Tommy's morning show on KCJJ.
That's a legend.
They love this.
Well, they do.
It's popular with them.
Yes, that's right.
Well, no, you know what?
Popular with them.
I will say this. Their chat room numbers go up at 10 o'clock Central.
Look at him.
Look at him. Maybe that's just because people are arriving to work and they sit down at their desk and they happen to turn it on.
But this has become a huge part of their show. They watch Canon every day on Steve and Tommy's morning show.
This is your let me pull back the curtain just for a second.
Please do.
Please do not encourage their fantasy that this is popular. This is something they like to do and it's goofy and you like it because it's different and it's weird and it's in the club.
All right.
And it's behind the scenes.
I will give
and it's
you that.
Not mass appeal. And you and Steve and Tommy and Tom and everybody that watches this.
I will give you that.
This.
However, if it was so secretive and clandestine,
yes.
Would the Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band have secured the sheet music for the theme to Canon and played it at pregame this weekend?
I'm not making that argument. I refuse to be sucked into your foolish,
right.
False argument there.
How about them marching Hawkeyes, Mike?
Why is that news?
They actually played it when the mascot came out. Because it's pretty cool to see a marching band do a TV theme.
Okay. You're listening. What you're listening to is, in my home, the longest audition for a job.
Oh, my.
In the history of mankind. Now, Canon, I will say, I probably watched more episodes of Canon, Mr. Spiewak, than you ever
have, of course you have
in your lifetime. And I watched it, and I'm old enough to remember.
It's so magical for me to see
it again
for
the first
time.
Just button it for a second. I know we're in Iowa mode here. But I will tell you that I watched Canon when it used to be on live,
right,
when it actually was a regular TV show, and I cracked up when I heard these guys watch Canon, because Canon, I remembered it, and I also did an impression of William Conrad on the old Don and Mike show, and I do it to this day, and so I'm all about it. When I saw the Iowa Hawkeye marching band in their pregame ceremony doing the theme from Canon, I thought it was fantastic. Now, did Steve, now here's information I will not get, because I'll ask you, and I know you won't have the answer. Did Steve provide them with this? Was he somehow instrumental in making this happen?
He's connected.
No, they volunteered to do it for them.
Mm. Okay, so somebody...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
The band volunteered to do it for KCJJ in the morning show.
Well, because the band is a big fan of the show.
I get it, but so the band didn't say, oh my God, we're such big fans of Canon.
No, they got up about 11.
We're going to do this. We're gonna put this together for everybody that loves Canon. We're going to play this. That's the point.
I thought it was a nice song.
See, he doesn't have the answer to that. That's a detail.
And we don't call it news.
That's it.
That's true. It's the audio vault. It's not news. News is coming up.
That's right. I'm just going to say this once and for all. No one is more of a fan of inside stuff than you are. You love to talk about inside jokes on the air. So the fact is, this is and this kind of started as an inside joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of.
So that's why you love
it so much. As inside joke can be that they base a fifth of their broadcast on it. They're not really keeping it a secret, but you're right, Mike.
Right. But what
now his feelings are hurt.
But how do they translate that? Because I don't hear it. How do they translate it
They leave it
on. Do they describe Canon?
Sometimes, and they watch the show, but it's not like that's all they're doing. They're also doing other things, and they're doing the police reports. But what they encourage people to do is like... They will do like they used to do on the Redskins broadcast. Turn down the TV and turn up your radio.
Okay.
And you can watch Canon with Steve and Tommy. And they will carry some audio, but not all the
audio. And get the police report.
And the police report.
Cleveland by 8. Definitely by 8 p.m.
And lunch menus. And lunch menus.
Oh.
And now, while
we're
talking...
school lunch menus?
Yes, but not. They were just doing that for a little while. While we're talking... while we're talking TV
Do you listen to them every morning?
Occasionally. I try to listen on the way in is when I do it.
All right, very good.
Rolling Stone, you remember, I think it was last week, they did a reader vote for the top 10 summer songs.
Yes.
The songs of the summer. Mm. They did another vote that I found more fascinating. Top 10 TV themes of all time.
Okay.
Now, these are the TV themes as chosen by the readers of Rolling Stone. So they skew a little younger. I'd like everyone's reaction to number 10.
Thank you for being a friend.
The Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly 10, it's recognizable.
I understand why it's there. Yeah,
yeah, I always prefer the original version to the lady singing.
Right.
At number 9, one of the all-time greats. I'm glad this one made it. Actually, it's called The Street Beater, but you know it is the theme to Sanford and Son.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely classic.
Quincy Jones.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Not Quincy Jones at number 8, though, but Mike... Jan Hammer.
Jan
at number
Hammer.
8. There's a song that you got probably pretty tired of playing in the summer of 85.
Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that when I hear that first little thing you played it. And the difference between this and a lot of TV theme songs, this became a very, very popular hit record.
Oh, a big hit. Yeah, big hit matter of fact, it was so popular that G. Gordon Liddy used it as his theme song.
In the 90s.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I have the sour taste in my mouth about it.
Kind of gives me a bad feeling.
But at the time when I first heard it, I thought I was all in. I thought it was fantastic.
Makes me want to kill a guy with a pencil.
I watched The Ants. Remember, chosen by the readers of Rolling Stone. At number 7, another real band, Cheap Trick, and the theme to That 70s Show, which is actually called In the Street. Pretty good record.
Yeah, I mean, That 70s Show, extremely popular and popular to this day.
Much better than what came in at number 6, Mike. Not a hit record, but by a hit artist. It's the Fresh Prince.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
I
hold it.
just sit right there.
That's all right.
Would you like to rap for us, Mark?
No.
No, okay.
I will tell you, as much as I like to slam old Will Smith,
yeah,
this is a grabbing theme.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
just kind
like
of the
it.
Way he did. He had that sound.
You know what? And it's old school in that you get all the exposition of the show in the theme.
Yep.
You don't get a TV theme anymore.
Go, Mark.
Hated the show, though.
Really?
Hated the show.
If you ever see episodes from the first season, watch it, because Will Smith will be mouthing other people's dialogue, because he used to memorize the entire script. It's really funny to watch.
Of course he did.
At number five, Mike, I agree with this one. Great show. Great theme.
Yeah.
Probably, I think in modern time, probably my all-time favorite.
Me
Sopranos.
Too.
Really good. Really good, evocative of the show.
You know what?
Great opening sequence.
Here's your test. If you got something on TiVo, right. if you go through the theme,
uh-huh.
I'll give you an example of it. I watched The Big C on
right.
Showtime.
Okay.
I fast-forward through
so
the theme.
We, so do I.
Every single time. Yeah. I can't stand it.
I like that theme.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate it. I fast-forward yeah. through it because I can't. I would always watch the Tony theme, and how many times was that? It was ridiculous.
I hate
the
video.
Tony theme.
I skip it more for the video than because of the song.
Oh, just yeah. drives me crazy.
All right, at number four, you're not going to like it, but Oscar, go ahead and fasten your seatbelt.
Rembrandt.
It's Friends.
And this was a pretty big hit, too, right?
Reasonable hit. Top 20, I think.
Another hit record.
Yeah.
Right.
I think at number three, a great theme, but a sad one. I don't like it. Julia loved this when she was a baby. Julia would dance to the theme to MASH.
Wow, that's talk about staying power, too.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty amazing.
Suicide is painless.
You know, in its heyday, when this show was becoming popular, which is when I call it the heyday, it was just... I mean, it gave me a good warm feeling because I knew I was going to be entertained for an hour.
Right.
Monday nights, 9 o'clock CBS,
I think
right?
so.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. Number nine, there's many hit versions of this song, many recordings of this song. I went to the original one from the original album. Hard to beat this one for a TV theme. Morty Stevens and his orchestra, Mike.
Yeah. Arguably, I think I have to. This is number one?
Number two.
Number two. This...
The original.
Tough to argue with this.
The original.
Really amazing melody. Just amazing.
And also one of the greatest opening sequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with
the,
all the shots of Hawaii.
Fantastic.
Very, very memorable. Number one, I hold in my hand the most popular television theme as chosen by the listeners of Rolling Stone magazine.
Hmm.
And I don't like it so much. I meant to play this. I'm sorry.
Hey.
This is another version of Hawaii 5-0.
If you get in trouble.
Yeah, Sammy with
yeah.
the lyrics.
That's not.
I'm sorry.
It's too much.
Number one.
Right after Cannon.
Hmm. Oh, I love this. Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
I'd rearrange them. I would have put Hawaii 5-0 at the top.
My favorite theme of all time did not make the list.
What's that?
And at number one on my list.
Okay. Rockford?
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Jim, it's Norma at the market. It bounced. You want us to tear it up, send it back, or put it with the others?
Another great opening sequence. I really like Rockford.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
What?
This is going to be like a four-hour show today.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you want to wind up?
We're a little late.
Yeah.
I just looked at my running time. My fault.
Oh, then,
my fault, everybody.
I'll save the other TV themes that people voted on
just
for
let
another
go.
Time.
Very good.
I got captivated.
Captivated, yeah.
TV themes at the end. That's
sure.
it. You got any? Is that yep. gonna?
Let's time? Close with that.
Let's close with that. I'm really. Sorry. I totally
you.
Lost my place in the show today. We'll take a break and come back with Buzz in the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That is a great theme.
It is Mike Post.
That is
and
really
good. And another top 40 hit.
Greatest American Hero was a pretty good
oh,
theme,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, that was
Joey
a great
Scarberry,
one.
Believe it or not.
And Mike Post did Hill Street Blues also, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did. I believe he did.
How about that? Musicologist.
Good
let's
for
open
you.
Up the news sounder and get Buzz in here. Sorry we're running so late, everybody, but let's get the news. We'll get it all and take it away, Buzz.
And let's just say go to our Amazon page, because not only would we like you to shop through there, but we'd also like you to check out the Garmin GPS voices that we make available. Those are on our website as well, along with a list of Garmins that are compatible with our voices that we've recorded. For your GPS. Gas prices are down 12 cents a gallon over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Mike.
Down to a national average of $3.54 a gallon. Experts say prices could drop another 15 or 20 cents over the next few
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
Down in some areas to under $3
yeah,
bucks a gallon.
Of course it's down now. Yeah,
right.
of course. Yeah,
now,
Mike's out of work.
No
That's
longer
it.
Commuting.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
yeah but
no
you
problem.
Know what? Let's what? Keep them down for the next 3 weeks, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really want them to
yeah.
be at their all-time lowest when we leave on October 12th.
Rock bottom, please.
Right now, it seems the only way to get government working again would be to have another earthquake, hurricane, or flood. The government is 4 days away from shutting down for a lack of funding, and Democrats and Republicans are digging in, refusing to compromise on a plan to keep the government running.
Given a choice, do you want a hurricane, an earthquake, or a flood?
Having lived through an earthquake, I don't want that again.
Tornadoes?
Didn't like that. That scared the crap out of
right.
me. Uh-huh. Don't like
it's
tornadoes.
Very unusual.
Tornadoes, if you're in the path of a tornado, hurricane.
Move it right
in. I agree.
I'll take the hurricane.
Buzz, we'll take two hurricanes.
I'll order them up. The line in the sand here is money for disaster relief. FEMA's out of cash. The Republicans only want to give FEMA more money if they can cut the federal budget somewhere else. Democrats say help from the disaster victims shouldn't hinge on that.
Tomorrow I will announce my choice for president.
Very good. I look forward to that.
I thought you already did.
No.
He's got a new one.
No.
We're constantly revising.
No. I like that you're using the Tim Curry and clue no.
No, Rob.
No.
I have a new candidate that I'm actually all for.
Interesting.
Did he, from the straw poll? Just curious.
Where's the drama? That's what I want to know.
He gets so eager.
I'm curious.
He's eager today.
Right after Cannon.
Yes, and Sherman Cain.
In fact... No need to tune in tomorrow.
That's it. Rob Blewett, it's Herman Cain. Thank you very much.
In fact, victims from recent disasters.
Hey, Mike, me too.
Yeah. No, I like 9.99. I like 9% income tax, 9% sales tax, and what the hell is the other 9%? It was 9%
something
for
good.
The income
9%
tax.
9% unemployment?
No. 9% business tax.
Right.
Not payroll tax. I think it's a 9% business tax, 9% income tax, and 9% sales tax.
That's what it was.
I should probably read up on it. This is why I don't do political radio.
Close enough. In fact, while the Democrats and Republicans are arguing, victims from recent disasters are still waiting for help from our recent disasters, and they're now caught in this game of political ideology. The worldwide battle between the haves and have-nots has begun and has now spread to Wall Street. The protesters, now gathered in New York, say they will make a nearby park their Tahrir Square. The protesters are also accusing police of using unnecessary force over the weekend in arresting some 80 demonstrators. Most have since been released. One organizer says morale among the protesters is high. The National Enquirer says it's all over for Sarah Palin, her presidential aspirations, and her marriage. The tabloid says Todd is filing for divorce after the revelations of her affairs, including the one confirmed by basketball's Glenn Rice.
That's funny.
And the paper says Palin's advisors are telling her not to run now that the other allegations have gone public, including that one about her snorting cocaine off a steel barrel.
Todd, where's the coke? It's on the oil drum. I want to blow. Where's my blow?
Hey, Sarah, I think it's time we're going to end it then.
Encouraging news. Lab scientists in Pennsylvania say they've discovered a virus that kills all stages of breast cancer in a week or less. It works in the lab. Now it's time to try it on people in clinical trials.
Boy, that's kind of neat.
The Penn State researchers say this will likely lead to finding ways to kill other cancers in the years ahead.
That is really exciting.
Very
news.
Encouraging.
That's why you shave your head, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
That's why you do that.
No. Parents Television Council's filed an FCC complaint about the X Factor contestant who appeared to have exposed himself in front of TV cameras last week. The male contestant's groin was covered by a large X graphic on the screen.
I liked it.
And Gio Godley says he was wearing a G-string at the time. He's also publicly apologized for his stunt, saying
he took
it too far.
He was wearing a G-string because they make sure on the X Factor it doesn't look anything like that.
That's good television.
That's Mike. Pretty. I didn't know they conjured that way. Then why did Paula have to go into the whole bathroom and throw up thing?
Well, clearly because she's nuts.
That is really so. He was wearing a G-string?
And the new hot chick says she was disgusted also and covered her eyes, but he says he was wearing a G-string. That's what he says.
I'm sure it's still not a pretty sight.
No.
Yeah, but
not.
Still, it's a major, major difference. Mm-hmm. And it's also, look, it's reality TV, so all bets are off.
Right.
But I'm really curious because that whole thing was that he was, sure didn't look like he was wearing a
G-string. That's the television equivalent of when I take Barack Obama and bleep things to make it sound like he's swearing.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
I give them credit.
I know. It's all great publicity for a show that premiered to disappointing ratings and did no better in the ratings on its second night. More people watched The Big Bang Theory and The Mentalist than watched the second night of X Factor.
Now then you missed that lady Melanie, who was an absolute superstar.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of people did. Finally, the White House has launched a new website called We the People. Let's folks create their own online petitions, and the White House has promised an official response to the ones that get 5,000 signatures in 30 days or less. The most popular so far, 5 of the top 10, in fact, concern the legalization of marijuana.
Of course.
In Bemidji, Minnesota,
You know what's wrong? That's why, really, to sound like an old fart, that's what's wrong with our country.
Really? That's it?
The psychological addiction of marijuana is the only thing that is actually motivating people to get involved that much, to get 5,000. That's what people give a rat's ass
about.
Well,
once people really start smoking weed, Mike, then they're going to get motivated.
So many things in the world, but it's weed.
I'm going to vote. Oh, I'm going to go out and legislate.
Might have saved Kim Delaney over the weekend. In Bemidji.
No, see, there you go. Okay, you picked the wrong day to get that with me. That, you know what? You know what? There are more people. The thing is, first of all, I don't buy this thing that marijuana is superior to alcohol. I think that any substance you do is going to be damaging if you do too much of it. Mm-hmm. And marijuana as well as that. I've seen people on weed that were literally non-functional.
Of course.
That they couldn't function at all. So, I mean, it really is that. I'm just saying there are a lot of things that we should be concerned about other than, hey, legalized pot.
If liquor was illegal, it would be the number one petition on this website.
Yes, it would. I agree with you. Absolutely.
In Bemidji, so we shouldn't legislate people. That's what I think you and I are both saying.
We are agreed, you pothead.
In Bemidji, Minnesota, meanwhile, way up north in Minnesota, they've decided to keep a street named Stoner Avenue, even though they lose about 15 signs a year to souvenir collectors.
I have a friend that's stolen.
They're your potheads. Calm, never get obnoxious weed people that steal public property.
Near my dad's house, they always steal High Street every month.
That's it.
There you go. Launching petitions and stealing signs, and they say weed makes you lethargic. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Over already?
I don't know what happened. Just one of those weird little shows today. Time capsule.
Stations.
Anyway, our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com. Our new partner, I call them, Encore, because they're making the road trip happen.
Yes.
Call 866. Please do that as a personal favor to all of us. 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info is at smartterm.com. That's it. We'll be better tomorrow, I promise. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Encore.
Bye. Leland by 8.
Okay. Hi Mikey. Hi, Oscar. Oh, Mike, no. Hi, Boss.